Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Chew Radio
2025.
You haa, izinto ziyachisa apha emakhanda. Amaciko aphakamise umnqwazi, umoya uzele bubugcisa. Kwaye Tina City.
Molweni, molweni bantu bam be festival. You tuned into episode 7 of Right on Cue, your backstage pass to the boldest, brightest and most beautiful moments at the National Arts Festival.
Dinguye uMila Anelisa Madlingozi, also known as uMimimini Madlingozi. Ndilangokutsho ndisatsho futhi ndisazotsho. However you want to call me, it is totally up to you, ye buffet. I am here ready to sprinkle you with a little theatre magic, music fever and some real scenes of the festival flavor. This place is alive from the quiet hum of rehearsal rooms to the roar of standing ovations. And guess what? You're right here with us. So hlala phansi man, phakamisa your headphones, kuphula la radio and let us stay together. This is your moment. This is your spotlight. This is Right on Cue.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
Now, the National Youth Jazz Festival is in full swing, a celebration of creativity, collaboration, and the incredible talent of young jazz musicians from across Mzansi and the world. It's where lessons are learned, legends are made, and music fills every corner of Makhanda. It is officially the second part of the festival, which means that it is the start of the National Youth Jazz Festival. The National Youth Jazz Festival Makhanda has become one of the most important jazz development programs in the country, with its dual focus of jazz education and jazz art music. The festival brings together top young jazz musicians, jazz educators and jazz performers from South Africa and around the world. At also audiences, participants and performers alike are provided with a unique and memorable experience. If you're not going to be a part of it, I don't know indoba wena uzobusenza ntoni na. During the busy time of students and artists arriving, our reporter, Amahle Shosha, has a sit-down with Alan Webster, the director of the festival, and attended the opening night. Let the tunes of the saxophonist Dali Mali take us to him.
So it is a national festival. It's called the National Youth Jazz Festival. So what we're looking at is around the country, what musicians are interesting for young people to hear and to meet. We've got a number of people from overseas as well. It's always meant to be different. So last year we had 33 musicians here. This year we've got 55. And in fact, only three of those 55 were here last year. So students who came last year saying, okay, I know what jazz is, are going to come here and say, but it's all different. So actually the theme is always the same thing. Jazz has got such a wide array of inputs, of styles, of influences, that we're trying to show students that, look, you might think you know some stuff, but have you thought of this? You can't teach something in 5 days, but you can excite, you can inspire, you can catalyze. So that's actually what we're really about. It's about networking. For 33 years, I've brought my own school band here. And they've got friends all over the country because they meet here. And in fact, a number of them, some of them who've been in the national band, for instance, have still got the same connections in jazz 20, 30 years later. So we're catalyzing for high school students, for university students who are coming. They've chosen to do this as a career. So for them, it's really critical. I mean, how often does WITS get together with UCT, with UKZN, and Stellenbosch, and there's some students from NMU, Fort Hare, and everybody is here who should be here meeting each other, We're not going to say to Makanda students and musicians, you have to be here because it's because the National Youth Jazz Festival is in Makanda. They're very, very welcome to have applied. I do get upset with Rhodes. I'm a Rhodes graduate myself, very proud Rhodes graduate, and we don't have Rhodes students attending. We have one who's on the crew, but it was completely open for them to apply and join. They didn't. There are two St. Andrews students who've joined. We're also going to have a bunch of students from AMP, which is a really important development program in Guinea, and they're going to be joining us. It's open, but we don't have many applications from Makanda. We are now supported by First Rand Foundation. It's a challenging environment, and First Rand have come on board. But the whole industry is taking real strain. There's difficulty all around. There are three different parts to the funding landscape. There's government, there's corporate, and then there's more CSI, more development. And you've got to chart a way between what is available.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. That was Dali Mali at the opening night of the National Jazz Youth Festival. So if you like some jazz, make your way to DSG. You do not want to miss this one.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
From stages filled with fire and flair to the quiet sparks of inspiration behind the curtain, the National Arts Festival is where dreams are not just showcased, but born, with some performers go global and never look back. But for award-winning magician Brandon Peel, the National Arts Festival isn't just another stop. It's where the magic began. In this piece, we take a look closer at his journey from a curious child in the audience to an international act who still calls Makanda home.
Alakazam. Mysterious, right? That's exactly what you'll find at Brandon Peel's show, packed with mind-blowing tricks, humor, and heart. Having started off his career at the National Arts Festival more than 10 years ago, Brandon explains his experience of the National Arts Festival as a magician.
Well, yeah, I've always had a love for Makanda and previously Grahamstown. I've had a love for the festival, and I'm a very big supporter and promoter of the festival. So, because I literally started my career as a performer here at the National Arts Festival, like this is where it all began, I always try and make a plan to come back because, you know, it really was the platform that I grew from. Yes, I've done some really cool and crazy stuff now, but I started here and I would like to continue here. And it's kind of sad that things are a little bit quieter than usual. I mean, this show today was decent numbers-wise and stuff, but I think the festival overall is slightly starting to get a bit more quiet and kind of on the decline, which is sad because I remember back, because I've been here literally 15 years. You know, I remember 10 years ago, eight years ago, any time before COVID, it used to be kind of pumping and busy, and maybe before your guys' time being here, but it used to be crazy. Like, it used to be busy all the time and everything used to happen. And I want to get back, I want to do what's possible to get back to that sort of situation of everything being busier, and I'm happy to be part of it. Right now we're going through a little bit of a quiet stage and a little bit more of a struggle. But I have faith that, the National Arts Festival, we can rebuild and get back to the former glory that was,
Brandon Peel's show is truly for everyone. Whether you're 8 or 80, his mind-blowing illusions, humor, and high-energy style keeps audiences of all ages on the edge of their seats. It's the kind of magic that brings families together and leaves everyone wondering, how did he do that?
That's hard to say. I think maybe just creating the wonder and putting some entertainment in people's lives, because, the world really is a rough place sometimes. There's a lot of bad things going on in the world, just open, you guys are journalists, so but, for even the listeners, you can open any magazine or turn on the TV and there's something going negative in the world. So if I can add just a little element of positivity in the world, and just, for a fleeting moment have someone believe something that is beyond reason, and something that will just amaze people, then I've done my job, you know. So that's the bottom line of the whole situation, is I just, you know, I want to like try and improve the world in a little way, and try and like just take, distract people a little bit from the bad stuff going on, you know. Yeah.
Well, that was Thandolwe Tumadlope, our reporter from Q Media's look into the magical world of Brandon Peel. Proof that some artists never forget where it all started.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
From ancestral echoes to the modern-day melodies, Itongo Malibuye, Echoes of Embo, is more than just a performance. It's a spiritual homecoming. Our reporter Asitandile Mayongo had the privilege of sitting down with the talented artist of Itongo Malibuye, Echoes of Embo, ahead of her performance. Known for her blend of traditional African sounds and modern musical elements, she opens up by introducing herself and her upbringing, surrounded by traditional healers whose teaching shaped her understanding of identity and spirituality. She then gets into the powerful meaning behind the title of her performance.
So Wamkelwa is a young girl with big dreams, somebody who loves culture, thanda masiko kwabo, thanda abantu kwabo. More than anything, Wamkelwa is just la ntombazana that you see on the street. I would describe myself as every woman out there who have big dreams, with lots of challenges as a black young woman, and we just tackle them along the way and just finding strength in others as I move along. And I'm also an old soul at the same time.
Wamkelwa's eyes were filled with nostalgia as she began to share her upbringing. Her elders' discussions were a constant presence in her life. She reflects on how these conversations shaped her understanding of her journey.
My growing up and growing up under traditional healers at home, everybody, I went, what am I here? So for me, that had a lot of influence in my life, and also the discussions that would be held in those, in Tlombe, that's what we call it, in Tlombe. Discussions about family future preparations, what we need to sort out, what needs to be cleared out, you know, what needs to be nurtured now, what needs to be, you know, all those things we just plan for the future. So a lot of life lessons I've learned there, and a lot of life mistakes I've managed to get like sort of clarity or enlightenment there, because there you deal with old people who have old knowledge.
When I think about Itongo Malibuye, into ethi qatha engqondweni yam is basically calling upon my ancestors. Zekuthi ke xa ndicinga ngegama Embo, I'm thinking of our ancestors' homeland and going back to our roots. Transitioning from her upbringing, Wamkelwa elaborated on the title of her performance, Itongo Malibuye.
Itongo Malibuye, it's a vision that came from ukuthonga ingoma, the actual song. Itongo Malibuye, oha, oha, mtaka mama. So I had a very good positive dream where I connected with my ancestors on a spiritual realm, and that song specifically was important in that narrative because I was being called out by my own ancestors. This is what you need to do. Don't forget why we started this thing. So Itongo Malibuye for me is just a reminder to self to just take my power back, you know, go back to who I am, where I come from, and not forget my roots, and use those as stepping stones for me to actually grow and actually develop in the future. Because Itongo Malibuye, it's basically saying ukuthi the dreams, they need to be revived back to life, to just make it in a layman's term, that everyone has a dream, but you have to remember that that dream will always be a dream if you don't go back to it and actually give it life. So for me, it's a matter of saying to every other person that is like me, black or white, purple, green or yellow, listen, life is about living and walking your purpose every day. Fight for your dream and go back to your roots.
With amazwi wakhe anxuthumazangwa, it was very clear that Wamkelwa's vision for Itongo Malibuye Echoes of Embo extends far beyond the stage. She aims to ignite cultural pride. For Q Radio, I am Asitandile Mayongo.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Now, you guys know that storytelling is more than just entertainment. It's a living archive, a heartbeat of heritage, a way for generations to speak across time. The art of storytelling in Africa is deeply rooted in cultural traditions, serving as both a vessel of history and a wellspring of communal identity. Through spoken words accompanied by rhythm and music and dance, African storytelling passed down by ancestral wisdom. Our reporter Elihle Hange had an interview with one of the directors and writers of Ubuyile Unono, a story passed down from one generation to another.
Oral storytelling has always been one way in which Africans pass down knowledge, customs and traditions. Through oral storytelling, stories were able to flow from one generation to another. One such story is Unono Ubuyile, a story about a man who goes to work at the mines and his lover awaits for him. And when he returns, it is a celebration. This story was a reality for our ancestors, but it is now turned into a play. The director and writer of the play gives us insights on why he wrote the play.
Ndingusimpiwe mna kaBotile apha eSilandana ePhumlani. Lo mdlalo lona ngumdlalo lona and wenze xa ndiqola sele ndaqonda uba kuya kulahleka kuphuncuka isidima somntu lo untsundu okanye umnyama kwisiko lakhe nesithethe sohlonipha nokukhathalela owesifazane. Ingakumbi xa siqala kwinto yedibaniselene nothandana, siqala phaa ngamkhathaleli phambi kwayo yonke into elandelayo. Ngoba phayana indoda imkile ibheke egoli iyophanda ithatha utepha ngexesha yesizwe sizelwe thina ootata bethu besitshi besibathathwa ngutepha, ithatha utepha indoda yahamba yabheke egoli. Kodwa kulelali hleli kuyo intombazana yayo eyishiyileyo, ihle nje yahlukunyezwa. Seyifikile le nto ngelixesha lokubonakala uba umntu ufanele uba angamlindi umntu ongekhoyo. Seqalile loo mkhuba wokuhluntsula nohluzula intliziyo yomntu esihlalweni sokuba abe kanti uyazazi uba wenza ntoni ngexesha. Ibiseyiqalile ngolo xesha. Intombazana isheke elalini umfo wayo umkile ubheke egoli, uhlele egoli iyasebenza iyathini na. Xa ifika emakhaya ngexesha lophela kwenyaka ufika iintombi zelali nabafana kukudala iintombi zimpitofusisi zimrwayarwaya uba uyashiyeka thina siyawatshintshatshintsha amakhwenkwe naliya ndiyithathile naliya. Le ntombazana ayifuni uyenza loo nto ilindilinde unono wayo.
Oral storytelling keeps our history alive, and through plays and theatre new generations can learn more about our stories.
That was our reporter Elihle Hange reporting on Unono Ubuyile. The National Arts Festival brings together color, culture and creativity. And with that comes one of the hottest debates every year, Village Green or Church Square. Sebiso and I hit the streets of Makanda to compare our tastes and get to see which one loves what. One loves the pricey but polished feel of Village Green, while the other is loyal to the budget-friendly buzz of Church Square. Let us listen in as two friends go head to head to the fun and friendly festival face-off. Except Sepiso, I don't care what anyone says, Village Green is the heart of the National Arts Festival. I mean, it's giving vibes, it's giving creativity, it's giving e-designer drip.
Designer drip and designer prices, babes. Oh, do you want any price? It's a cup for 300 rand, a scarf for 450 rand.
Haibo, I mean, but you're paying for quality, wena. The scarf is handcrafted. Remember the day we were there and we actually got a chance to look into how the process of the sculptures takes? Hey, that's quality. That is what you're actually paying for. It's like walking through an art gallery, Mara. The only difference is that you can take the
Mila,
gallery at
home. Please. Unka na wasala lidi art gallery tahao. Church Square is where it's at. Thrifted clothes, books, di toys for bana, and personal favorite yaga, di samusa, tse 3 ka 10 randa.
Hi, Wena. But everything looks the same. Every second table is selling sunglasses or boots or beaded necklaces. How many pairs can you buy before you start recycling?
But at least I can afford to recycle. Gigatamaya Church Square with 2 full bags and still have money at taxi. Where now how look of Village Green, you leave with 1 tiny bracelet and an empty wallet.
Okay, shop shop, no need to get there. You enjoy your bargains. I'll be over here at Village Green sipping artisan coffee and just pretending as if for once Kikoma Sunset in Cape Town.
I am me, itekisete toro, na kikabekiliko Church Square, sipping a 10 rand slash puppy and living my best Makanda girl life.
You know what? Different vibes, same festival.
One festival, many flavors.
Washa! Well, that was Tsepiso Shabalala, yours truly. And just like that, Siyavala, another electric episode right on cue in the bag. I am signing off with a heart full of joy. But anyways, this show was cooked up and dished out by Ulalelisile Mncwabe and the famous, most beautiful Milanelisa Madlingozi, also known as Umimimine Madlingozi. Ndilangokucho ndisacho futhi nsazocho. However you want to call me, it is totally up to you, Yipafe. Stay tuned for our next episode right on cue.
Vivid, bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.